Hi, this is James. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. Today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
On
do
what?
Do you prefer English or Spanish?
It doesn't matter, but on what is it that you want opinion?
Sure. Actually, it will be some political questions that we want to get your opinion. And it won't take too much of your time. It's a brief survey, actually. Do you have availability?
Okay. If it's brief, yes.
Sorry, ma'am?
If it's something that it's not going to take too long, yes.
Yeah, it won't take too much of your time. Thank you for that. Now, in this case, let's go ahead and continue. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan party elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail in ballot, you can indicate me that as well. Now, let me read you the answers. I have already voted by absentee mail in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
You will definitely going to vote. Okay, thank you for that. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail, ballot, or vote in person. With this
yes,
in mind...
Yes, I'm voting by mail.
Oh, you're voting by mail. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, some other political party?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you for that. What is your main racial background? African-American, Asian-American, White Caucasian, Hispanic. Thank you for that. What is your age?
Do I need to give you that?
Well, this is just so we can have an idea of your age. But if you don't want to proceed with that, I mean, it's not a problem at all. We can go ahead and continue.
Continue.
Okay, perfect. Now, in this case, you will be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person, you can tell me as well, okay? Now, let's go and start with Kamala Harris.
Yes, I've heard of her, of course.
Okay, and your opinion will be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I guess we have no choice. It's very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. What about Cindy Lerner?
I have to study that. I don't know for real.
Oh, okay. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as your answer. Let's go with Richard Prasnick.
No, I don't know about him.
Don't know about here. And last, Raquel Regalado.
Definitely not voting for her.
Not voting for her. Okay, one second. Let's go ahead and continue with. Now, we're almost done. It's just a few questions. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Carlos Guerin, Manny Cid, Miguel Quintero, Shlomo Dessinger, Daniel Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, Eddie Rojas.
Levine Cava.
Levine. Okay, thank you for that. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
I think so. I will.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for that. And If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote, Richard Prasnick, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado?
No, Raquel. Definitely.
Right?
No, not her.
Not her. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you say that Cindy or Richard?
I didn't know anything about.
If you don't
Cindy,
know, if you
and
don't,
now I'm hearing things that are very confusing, so I have to study that.
Okay, not a problem at all. When you are confused or you don't know exactly which one will be your answer, just let me know so we can proceed and continue. Okay?
Yeah.
We're almost done. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Let me go ahead and read it again. Richard Prasnick, Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado.
No, I can't decide right now.
Not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Yeah, it made a difference, and I didn't like what I read. Plus, I had, she's been, like, you know, really against the things that us as neighbors went to the meetings, and she was,
okay.
She wasn't for us. She was against our things, which what
oh, okay.
we were voting for was something that was, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. So.
You will be less favorable for
yes.
you.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down as your answer. Now, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or hear anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yes.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
It made a difference, and I want to check on her. Just
you
want to
check? Okay,
I
perfect.
I
want
to check to see what I read, if it's true
Excellent. Not a problem at all. Let me go ahead and write it down here as your answer. Now, you will be now to ask a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, will you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I think I'm conservative.
Conservative? Would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or 2 years degree, college graduate
Some college.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. What is your national ancestry? For example, Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian.
Cuban.
Okay. Thank you for that. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Mostly speak English
Spanish
equally.
And English equally, yes.
Thank you for that. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.